Thank you. You know what Rorschach tests are, those ink blots psychologists show you, because what you see in them can reveal insight into your emotions and personality. Well, that's what political debates are. Sometimes I swear you could put 100 people together to watch a debate, and while you might not get 100 different interpretations of what happened, you can be sure they'll be divided according to partisan leaning and other predispositions. Only very rarely do you get a debate where just about everyone, however grudgingly, comes away with the same perception. That's what made last week's Obama-Romney debate so unusual. But last night's debate between Vice President Joe Biden and GOP Vice Presidential nominee Paul Ryan was not. Going into the event, it seemed clear Biden had one main task: return hope and some enthusiasm to a Democratic base left dispirited by the president's weak performance in last week's debate. And it looked to me like Biden did that, hitting on all the partisan red meat: Romney's foolish 47% remarks, tax breaks for the rich, gutting Medicare, and so on, with gusto. So partisan Democrats saw what they wanted in the ink blot and went to bed happy. But Ryan, while considerably stiffer than Biden, also acquitted himself well, keeping his cool and zinging his opponent with the closest thing I've seen to a clever line all season. The remark about how Biden, of all people, can understand it when words don't come out the way you wanted. Republicans surely woke up today feeling fine about the ink blot they saw. And so, what about the voters in between, who will actually decide the election? They might have found Ryan a bit bloodless. They also might have found Biden disrespectful and rambling. But I'm guessing they mostly watched baseball. And whatever else baseball is, it's not a Rorschach test.